Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. This week on the HR Power Hour, we have two great guests. First, Neil Kutzen. He is the principal of New Way Pharmacy, and he's going to be talking about BidRx.com. Then we're going to be talking with Hank Christensen. He is the vice president, Eastern Regional Director of Consult a Doctor. Two medical shows today. We're going to be talking about benefits that are important to employees and employers. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Pleasure to be here.
Well, no, it's great. It's interesting with all the changes going on in healthcare and going on with benefits across the country. I think what we're going to be talking about today is a very important topic and a new way of thinking for some people. So, I guess my first question right off is how and why were you introduced to BidRx from your prior, benefits broker days?
Well, for 10 years, I've been a benefits broker. For 20 years before then, I was in human resource training. So my work was on changing people's behavior. Then again, the last 10 years in benefits design. And what I did when I worked with companies was to try to help them to stem the cost increase of health insurance. So what we did was we looked at going to cheaper plans, plans with higher deductibles, plans with higher copays, plans with higher health premiums, keeping them down. And the way that you keep the premiums down is by shifting the cost to the employee. Well, all of that didn't do anything to stem the tide of increasing costs of health care. The thing that was going to make the difference and that we had some control over was making employees better shoppers, smarter shoppers. And I knew that. But the question was, well, how do you help employees become smarter shoppers? And I moved over to BidRx because it provides the tools to make the employee a smarter shopper.
Well, these are big issues, and certainly there are a lot of different trends in healthcare today. Benefits, looking at transparency and the consumer-directed healthcare. How does BidRx align with these trends?
To be a smarter shopper, you need to know the cost. If you were going to go out and buy a new refrigerator, you're going to compare a couple of refrigerators. If you need to fix the dent in a car, you're going to get a couple of estimates. The key problem in healthcare is that the buyer is not a shopper. He just does what the doctor says. You don't compare the cost of colonoscopies or the cost of MRIs. And how would you compare even if you wanted to? The information is not available. So what BidRx does is it takes that healthcare item of which 18% of the healthcare dollar is spent, which is pharmacy medications, and provides you with the cost. The cost of that various pharmacies will charge, so they're competing for your dollar, and the cost of different medications that would solve the same problem. And when you have that cost information, you can become a smarter shopper.
So what exactly is BidRx? I mean, I know it's a website, but what exactly is it?
Well, I liken it to, it's sort of the Amazon.com of pharmacy medications. No less a futurist than Bill Gates said in his book, The Road Ahead, and I'm going to just quote you two lines from Bill Gates, quote, "The information highway will extend the electronic marketplace and make it the ultimate go-between. All the goods for sale in the world will be available for you to examine and compare." Well, we haven't reached that point where all the goods are available, but God knows, more and more goods and services that you need to buy, the information is there. Orbitz, Travelocity, eBay, Amazon.com, and now BidRx. It's a site where you can go on and get the cost of medication X that you want to purchase that are being quoted to you from pharmacies around the country. And what's news to a lot of people is that the price can be very different. Pharmacy X can charge 10 times as much as Pharmacy Y for that medication, and that's the place you start. So the information is available there, and then the ability to contact that pharmacy to make the purchase.
So you liken BidRx to Amazon.com. Are there any specific ways that you can kind of give me a good example of how it would be like using Amazon?
Well, if I wanted to buy a book, I could go into Barnes & Noble and pay, let's say, $30 for the book. Or I can go on Amazon.com and pay $25 for that hardcover, or $15 for the soft cover, or, and don't ask me how they're able to do this, but independent booksellers will sell me that book for 7 cents, 12 cents, you know, ridiculous numbers that I have no idea where they come from, plus the names of other books that are related to the book that I'm interested in. When you go to BidRx and you have your prescription, BidRx will tell you if there's a generic, what it will sell for, if there are therapeutic alternatives, which are medications similar to the one that you have in your prescription in front of you, that will also do approximately the same thing, and what those will cost. So you have an array of those medications. Now, you need to go to your doctor, obviously, because he's the one who wrote the prescription, and to say to your doctor, "Doc, look, you suggested Lipitor, that's fine. Here's the generic, atorvastatin calcium, and here are 7 other medications. Can we just look at these? Because some of these are a tenth the price of the one that you're prescribing. Can we look at these?" And then you and your doctor decide what the best decision would be.
So when we're talking about this, and doctors obviously still do the prescribing, correct, as it relates to BidRx?
Certainly, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, when you're looking at individuals or you're looking at companies, you know, who is this valuable for, really, and who might want this type of service?
There are two primary markets. Any employer who's self-funded is paying the full price of the medication, even though the employee may only be paying $10 copay. And by the way, if you ask the employee, "How much is your medication?" most of the time they're going to say, "It's $10. Well, it's not $10, but that's all they know. Meanwhile, the employer is paying the full amount. So if we can get that employee that medication for 10% of what it's costing the employer right now, then the employer is very happy with that and will often incent the employee to use BidRx by going to a lower or zero copay for the employee. So the first group that wants this is anyone who's self-funded. The other one is a company who has employees who have a high deductible plan where the employee is paying the full cost of their Rx till they hit their deductible, such as with an HSA account. They're paying 100% of that Rx till they hit their deductible. They want to get a lower price if at all possible.
You know, this is a mail order pharmacy. A lot of questions have come up over the last year or two in regards to ordering pharmaceuticals in the mail, ordering them from overseas, out of state, out of country. Is BidRx safe?
Well, you know, I was talking to a business owner recently, a good question, and the business owner said, "Are there any Canadian pharmacies that are in your network?" And before I answered the question, I said, "Well, why would that matter?" And the business owner said, "Well, you know, I've heard things about Canadian pharmacies, that many of them, most of them, aren't registered, and that some of the medications are counterfeit." And so the answer to the question is, there are no Canadian pharmacies. There are no pharmacies out of the United States. Every pharmacy that lists with BidRx, that wants to bid to fill your prescription, is an American, U.S. registered pharmacy that sells. If you can go up the block and buy that pill and it's manufactured by Pfizer, that medication online from Amro Pharmacy in Amro, Wisconsin, is also being manufactured by Pfizer.
So if an employee right now only pays a copay, which obviously is just a fraction of what the medicine costs,
right,
why would they go to BidRx when they can just go up to the local pharmacy and get it for the same amount?
Right. Good question. The employee has a copay. Maybe it's $10, maybe it's $20. So he doesn't have any inherent incentive to go up because he's only paying $20. Even, let's say the medication is a $150 medication, and let's say the employer is paying most of that, and let's say that medication could be purchased at $50. Well, the employee is still only paying $20 copay. So what the employer has to do is incent the employee to use BidRx. And the best incentive is to create a lower or zero copay, and that's what employers do. The employer will say, "Okay, if you purchase any generic medication, it's zero copay." In fact, some of our employees say, "If you purchase any medication through BidRx, it will be a zero copay." Now, you still need to promote it. You still need to advertise it. Still need to let the employees know about it. But you know what really works? Word of mouth. Someone on a maintenance medication who's been paying $50, $60 a month now is paying $20 or $0 a month. The word will get out, and they will start using BitRx. And the other thing is that sometimes what the employers will do in year one is that they will lower the copay through BitRx, and year two, they will raise the copays if the employee continues to use their current plan. And by the way, we're not saying to cancel your current arrangement with your local pharmacy or with your PBM. We're saying let's incent the employee to use BitRx instead.
You are listening to the HR Power Hour. We're talking with Neil Kutzen from New Way Pharmacy. When we come back, Neil, I want to talk a little bit about the PBMs and go from that point forward, because I think this is an interesting topic, a new way of thinking in terms of getting your pharmacies and prescriptions. Again, you're listening to the HR Power Hour, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com. We're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today, we've been talking with Neil Kutzen. He's the principal over at New Way Pharmacy. And we're talking about a new process, BidRx, getting your prescriptions not only online, but in a mail-order way that is safe and is a little bit of a different way in terms of cost. So, Neil, you've done a great job of kind of explaining it. But a lot of people may say to themselves, well, you know, I have a healthcare provider. Maybe it's as simple as Blue Cross, Anthem, one of the big boys. You know, the PBMs. How exactly is my relationship going to change if I use your organization?
Good question, David. A lot of employers have PBMs, and for certain medications, you need to continue to use that PBM. The medication you need today, because remember, through BidRx, you most often will get the medication through the mail. So if you need to make a medication today, or if it's a narcotic that isn't going to be able to be sent through the mail, you need to continue using your current PBM. So don't give up your PBM. What we'll do is we will work with your PBM if they will work with us. And I must tell you that PBMs don't like BidRx. BidRx takes business away from the PBM. So they're going to be hesitant, reluctant, and put up some barriers. And so what the employer has to say is, hey, we want you to work with BidRx. We're one of your customers. You need to take care of us, and we want to work with BidRx. So in some cases, the PBMs will grudgingly work with BidRx, and in some cases, actually many cases, the employer says, well, if you're not going to work with us, we're going to find another PBM that will. And we have a group of PBMs in the country that have extremely competitive prices compared to the ones that the employer might be using now that will work seamlessly with BidRx.
When you're talking about companies like CVS, Rite Aid, some of the big pharmacy companies, and they have mail order, of course, that they do. Tell me a little bit about the comparison between the two. Is it a similar process that the customer is going to go through when they go to BidRx that they would go through in a normal or in the normal process with a CVS online or something like that?
The way the process works is you go online to www.bidrx.com. You have your prescription in hand. You plug in that information, the name of the medication, the strength, the dosage, how many weeks or months it's going to last. And first thing it'll show you is there a generic. Then it'll show you any therapeutic alternatives, other medications that could accomplish the same thing. And then it'll show you the pricing of those medications. You take this list. So, for example, with Lipitor, there are 38 other medications that could lower your cholesterol. You take that and you give it to your MD or your nurse practitioner or whoever's written the prescription. You either email it to them, or maybe you're just standing right there in the office with the doctor and you show it to them. And typically this is what happens. The doctor will say, oh, I had no idea what the cost of the medication was. I just don't keep track of costs. And that's, you know, that is what is happening. Doctors don't have the bandwidth to pay attention to costs. So now he's seeing the costs for the first time, and he says, oh, there's Lipitor. Geez, that's a lot. Simvastatin is a lot less expensive. You know, I used to prescribe Simvastatin all the time, Zocor, but I don't do it anymore. Yeah, you know, the Zocor rep doesn't come around anymore. It's the Lipitor rep who comes around. It's a concept called top of mind. Doctors prescribe what's top of mind, not those other medications that could solve the problem, too. So he looks at it and he goes, yeah, you could certainly take Zocor for this problem, and we could take a larger dose, and larger dose wouldn't even cost anymore. Well, why don't we go with that? And the reason for a larger dose is that you can do pill splitting and wind up paying a lot less that way. So then the employee clicks on get instant bid and gets an even lower price, because now the pharmacies actually are bidding to fill the prescription, thus BidRx. And the prices are sometimes ridiculously low. In fact, one medication that I was working on, Femara, which is a breast cancer medication, and the price for Femara is $1,500 a month. And then we looked at the generic, which is Letrozole, which was $739 a month, which is, you know, that's a nice savings. But then we clicked on Get Bid. And when the pharmacy started bidding to fill Letrozole, several pharmacies quoted a cost of $15. The employee said to me, well, wait a second, that's ridiculous. So $1,500 for the brand name, $750 for the generic, and $15? So we called the pharmacy. And what the pharmacy said is, you know, when this medication went from brand name to generic, they use a formula to create the price for the generic, and the formula is outdated. Yes, the price is $15. And that's what we're seeing more and more, is that pharmacies will charge the absolute lowest they can. And there's no PBM. And guess what? PBMs have to make a profit, too. So that price is added on. When you have no PBM, you have a lower price.
Do you find, and I think that this question would be, I mean, that's an unbelievable amount of savings. Do you find that the pharmacies that are bidding in BidRx, are they typically independent pharmacies? Are they typically not one of the main chains?
Correct. The lowest prices tend to come from the small independent pharmacies. And a study a couple of years ago from Consumer Report said that rural pharmacies charge less than urban pharmacies. And, you know, if you think about it for a minute, well, why would that be? Now, your first inclination might be to say, well, large quantity of purchases, it's going to be a lower price. But the other way of looking at it is that small pharmacies have low overheads, are willing to make a smaller profit, are in small towns that pay less rent. I mean, the CVSs in my town take up entire square blocks. That's high overhead. They have to charge more. These small pharmacies all around the country are able to charge less and still make a profit.
And I think that's what makes sense. And when people hear the story of going from $1,500 to $15, you know, in their minds they may go, geez, that just doesn't sound realistic. But when you really look at the factors behind it, then you really go, okay, that makes a lot more sense between what it is. So, you know, when we're looking at employers that are really looking at this, what kind of savings can an employer really talk about with their employees to make it, you know, worth the switch, or to have them talk about this product?
When we're working with an employer and the employer asks the very same questions, well, what kind of savings are we talking about? I say, well, look, give me claims analysis over the last year. Give me an entire spreadsheet of your claims and what you paid, and we will analyze it and tell you what it would have cost had you gotten these exact same medications through BidRx. And if it's the exact same medication, the savings is somewhere usually between 20 and 30%. But then we do another level of analysis, which is if we take that medication, and if there is a generic, what would that have cost? And if there is a therapeutic alternative, for example, Simvastatin instead of Lipitor, what would that have cost? And then the savings go to somewhere between 50 and 70%. Now, That doesn't mean that over the course of a year the employer will save that, because not everybody's going to use BidRx. But if everybody did use BidRx for the medications that they could purchase on BidRx, we see savings of between 50 and 70% across the board for those medications.
Does BidRx provide a process in which if you put in your medications, it will automatically remind you in different things like that, like some of the other programs do?
Yes, it's not BidRx that reminds you. It's the pharmacy that you're purchasing it from. You establish a relationship with that pharmacy just the way you would with your local pharmacy. Now, you chose that pharmacy because their price was, you know, ridiculously low compared to every. In fact, when BidRx generates a list of the medications and the prices, it always has the lowest price first. So you get to see, you know, which pharmacy would charge the least, and then the next least, and then the next least. You pick the pharmacy you want to work with, and there's a phone number, there's an email, there's the name of the pharmacist. You can contact them, pay them over the phone or through email, and you set up a relationship with them just as you would with a local pharmacy.
You mentioned that lowering health care costs requires a change from the status quo for all parties involved. Tell me more about that.
This healthcare economy we're in, the only one in a country where you have buyers who aren't shoppers. They just don't take the time to do any comparison shopping. If you are going to take the time, it means doing something differently. You're not going to get a lower cost on anything, and certainly not on medications, unless you as the employee, as the consumer, are willing to do some things differently. The doctor needs to do some things differently. Status quo for the doctor is, he gives you the prescription, and that's the last he hears from you. No, it doesn't work that way anymore. It shouldn't work that way. I had one HR director who said, well, I'm not going to question my doctor about which medication to take. And I said, really? When people need surgery, do they ever go for second opinions to another doctor? Well, yeah, of course. Well, what are they doing? They're questioning the doctor as well. So that's all you're doing, is you're getting another perspective. In this case, actually, you're not even going to know the doctor. You're just giving the doctor information that they can use. And by the way, doctors more and more are starting to use BidRx because it's information they don't have. So now they're able to access that information and use that in making their decisions, not just for the one employee who has shown them BidRx, but for other employees as well. The employer has to change his status quo. He has to do some things differently. He has to, you know, deal with the PBM and say, hey, we want to work with BidRx. We want you to work with BidRx. The PBM needs to do some things differently. And the broker. Brokers love BidRx. What BidRx does is it allows the broker to bring into a client a value-added extra that's going to save the client money. And so, you know, they have to present it. So across the board, every entity involved in this needs to do some things differently.
So if an employer or an employee wants to talk to their employer about some of the things that they could do to get BidRx into their organization, can you provide a couple of suggestions as to maybe tips of how they can start the process here?
Yeah, there's a couple ways. The best way is just go to our website, which is newwaypharmacy.com. And it'll have information about BidRx, it'll have a link to BidRx, it'll have contact information to be able to contact us at New Way Pharmacy as well. But one of the first things that we'll do is we'll send you a spreadsheet, and we will say to you, Mr. Employee or Mr. Employer, give us the names of your top 20 medications, maybe your most expensive ones, maybe the ones that are prescribed to your people most commonly, and tell us what it's costing you now. 20 medications or 2,220 medications, and we will tell you, we will send you a spreadsheet of what it would cost. And, you know, dollars don't lie, and, you know, they're very influential in helping the employer making a decision about that. The other thing we do is an online demo. We want whoever is looking at this to have the sort of what's the experience of the consumer. And that is what happens when the consumer actually goes to BidRx. If you went to it right now, you don't have the access code. You could sort of see the homepage, but you couldn't get inside BidRx. So we'll do an online demo with you to take you into BidRx and show you what the customer experience is. and some specific examples of medications and their savings.
No, that's great, Neil. I think you've given a really good overview of what BitRx is and this new way of thinking in terms of New Way Pharmacy. You know, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you directly, certainly they'll be able to go to the HRPowerHour.com website right after this broadcast and click on a link to get directly to you. But how could somebody get a hold of you directly?
Two ways. New Way Pharmacy, www.newwaypharmacy.com. Or if they want to phone, they can phone 855-RX-NEW-WAY.
855-RX-NEW-WAY. No, that's great.
Correct.
Neil, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, David, thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show today.
No problem. Well, you have a wonderful day. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.